this diagnosis which you are declaring, patient's name is Joseph Carey, C-A-R-Y, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Date of birth, 11-13-1931. Date of service is 5-8-2023. Mr. Carey is a very pleasant 91-year-old male with history of COPD, history of heart block, status post permanent pacemaker placement, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of right renal cell cancer, history of prostate cancer, status post radiation, chronic kidney disease, and history of degenerative joint disease. Was presented to the emergency room with complaints of cough and shortness of breath. Also felt some palpitations. He denied any chest pain. Was having hard time laying flat and difficulty sleeping. Was brought to the emergency room where he is noted to have an oxygen saturation of 93%, respiratory rate of 21 to 24, hemoglobin was 7.7, his BNP was elevated at 756, x-ray showed bilateral pleural effusions, he was given IV Lasix, admitted to the hospital, exacerbation of congestive heart failure. Chest x-ray showed mild patchy opacity, left base, bibasilar scarring, such atelectasis. As mentioned, he was admitted to the hospital with dyspnea secondary to exacerbation of congestive heart failure versus pulmonary hypertension. History of moderate aortic stenosis. Patient was given IV Lasix. Patient was also somewhat confused. Was put on Seroquel. His creatinine did improve and returned to baseline. His hemoglobin was low but stable. He has anticoagulation has been because of his previous episodes of bleeding. Patient was gradually doing better. Echo showed aortic valve with moderate thickening and moderate to severe stenosis with mild to moderate regurgitation. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he's sitting up in his chair. He said that he's feeling well. His swelling in the lower extremities has improved. He said that his breathing is better today. He denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation, bladder tumor, status post-radiation treatment, history of prostate cancer, history of renal mass, COPD, pulmonary hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, reflux gastritis, history of permanent heart block, status post-permanent pacemaker placement, and degenerative joint disease. Of the history of dementia. Surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, tonsillectomy, gastroscopy, hemorrhoid surgery, hernia repair, eye surgery, prostate surgery, and permanent pacemaker placement. Social history, smoking none, alcohol rarely, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Previous system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any... he does have history of congestive heart failure, history of heart block, status post permanent pacemaker placement, and aortic stenosis. History of atrial fibrillation. Respiratory system, he does complaints of shortness of breath, history of COPD, history of CHF, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. He does have history of GERD. Genitourinary, he does have history of hematuria, history of bladder tumor, as well as prostate cancer, and history of renal mass. Follows with urology. Neurological, he does have history of confusion as well as dementia. He has any history of TIE or CVA. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils twinkled round and reactive to light. External ocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was... Heart SNS2 was audible, irregular rhythm, systolic murmur, grade 2/6 left body was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, diminished breath sounds in the basis, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, mild bilateral lower extremity swelling, pitting edema. Neurologically, a patient awake and alert but confused at times. Moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression number one. Acute on chronic exacerbation of CHF, next moderate aortic stenosis, next dementia. Next COPD, next chronic kidney disease, next chronic iron deficiency anemia, /pancytopenia, next renal mass, next history of prostate cancer, status post radiation treatment, next history of atrial fibrillation, next history of heart block, status post dual chamber pacemaker placement, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next GERD, next DJD. Transplant patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, will check his labs, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.